Shabbat Shalom. Raise your hand if you could pass over learning about more laws of kashrut. Anyone? See what I did there? You pass it over. This week's Parsha, Parshat Shmini, actually has in it a lot of the laws of kashrut that our laws of kashrut today are based on. But this close to the end of Passover, I think while we're still reveling in our chametz, the last thing that I actually want to do is talk to you about what's kosher and what isn't. At least I know I don't want to think about it myself right now. So instead, I'm going to focus on a part of our Torah portion that I find to be a little bit odd. This is Parshat Shmini, and you might know that toward the beginning of Parshat Shmini, we learn about the death of two out of the four of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. They meet their end. But somewhat hidden in this incident is Aaron's peculiar reaction to their deaths. And although the text goes on to discuss what will happen to his sons' bodies and how the priests are forbidden from the same mourning rituals than the rest of the people, there are only two words used to describe this experience. Vayidom Aharon. Aaron was silent. It's at the installment of the priests who are becoming the religious leaders of the Jewish people where Aaron's sons make the unfortunate decision to go above and beyond in not the great way. And the celebration and the sacrifice that they're making to God turns into their untimely death. And it's for this reason that we end up with a broken family. But it doesn't matter the reason they died. What matters is Aaron's reaction, or lack thereof. It seems a little bit strange. These are his own sons. Certainly after the death of a loved one, especially after the death of children, emotions tend to take over. People weep, we cry out, but Aaron is left speechless. And we're left to figure out why. Our commentators play the role of psychologists and suggest a few possibilities as they read this text. For one, maybe he was so caught up in the emotion, but the anguish was too much for words. Or maybe this was Aaron simply accepting the seriousness of the situation and trying to move forward as quickly as possible. Yet another possibility to consider is that Aaron's silence is not a lack of emotion or lack of response. His silence is the message itself. The silence was Aaron's form of stoic protest against God's decision. Think about what Aaron has seen in his lifetime so far. In Parshat Ki Tisa, when the people wanted a new vision of God, Aaron jumped into action, which ultimately left him and the nation in a heap of trouble. Then he saw Moshe's rage when he came down from the mountain and saw the golden calf. And he learned that this immediate visceral reaction of smashing the tablets would soon lead to regret. Perhaps Aaron is silent because he's learned that there is no better way to take a stand and let his feelings be known than stillness, silence. A lot might have been said through Aaron's silence. Imagine that. It could have included a deep breath, a pause, to take in the situation, a moment to think before he speaks, a way to make his intention match his actions. Rather than a moment lacking in emotion, perhaps this silence is the exact opposite. It's a moment overflowing with intense, unstated emotion. The power in this silence allows for the reaction to be uniquely Aaron's. True, honest, and uninterrupted. Even though he can't mourn as others do because he is a priest, for Aaron, this silence is his space to mourn. 19th century composer Claude Debussy is probably best known for his work Clair de Lune, which you might be surprised to learn was not written specifically for the movie Ocean's 11. Debussy said something simple and profound. He said, "Music is the space between the notes." What is the value of silence? Silence is not necessarily the absence of sound, but the presence of power and purpose. This notion of what happens in those open, seemingly empty spaces even ties into what we learn about keeping kosher in this week's Parsha. The part I said I wasn't actually going to talk to you about. I lied. Rather than being mindless omnivores, disconnected from thought about what nourishes our bodies, the Torah has us eat with intention. It's the hope that maybe we'll take better care of these precious vessels we've been given if we take note of what does or does not go into them. Treif is important. Treif is the silence. And silence, as we learned this week, is much more than simply not talking. A quiet moment can result in new clarity or an opportunity for heightened concentration. As we go through life and its ups and downs, may we remember to embrace the moments of thought and reflection, since those moments can also be moments of great strength. Shabbat Shalom.